We're starting on Yud Aleph Amud Bet at the bottom. We'll go back for a minute. In the Mishnah, it had these cases of Tame, no Tarpigul, right? We had all these cases that if you're matpis on these things, it works. So now, one thing we didn't really discuss yesterday, we're going to get into it today, which is when you make a neder, you have to, with this whole understanding of hatpasa, right, which is to be matpis, right, to connect, your neder to something else. And it needs to, right, again, there was a machloket, does it need this, or if it has it, then when does it work? So, and as it could be that you can make a neder without saying this at all, that's one school of thought. But even according to that school of thought, if you do connect it to something, it has to be connected with something that works. Okay, so let's say, even if you could say asur alai like this, you know, without it, but if you were to say asur alai like this, and that is not something that you can make a neder about, then it doesn't work. So now the question is, the real definition of hatpasa is to be bedavar hanadur. Okay, something that generally you would take a neder for. And what we're going to get into today is, what about all sorts of things that are forbidden, but not forbidden mishum neder, but forbidden because they're usr. Like, for example, notar. Notar is not forbidden because you set it aside. It's forbidden because you left it over. You were supposed to have finished it in time, and you didn't. So that becomes davar ha'asur. So notar and pigul, as mentioned in the Mishnah, shouldn't really work because they're b'davar ha'asur. So today we're going to try to figure out why does it work if it's not supposed to work. Okay? So, you know, if you connect it to a korban, right, that's our classic, so a korban is davar ha'nadur. That's why also, we talked about this yesterday, I didn't understand it as well until today, that it really needs to be korban or something like a korban. That's why korban is given, because korban is the typical thing that people are nodir. You know, it's something that's mutar inherently, and it's asur because you set it aside. Okay, like today we'll come across other examples. I'll just give some intro. So truma, for example, is asur. But truma is asur not because you set it aside like as a neder. It's asur because your food, right? First of all, your food is asur to begin with until you separate the challah or the truma. And then once you do separate it, right, then your food is just asur midin, the truma is asur because, first of all, mutar to zareen. I'm sorry, mutar to kanim. Asur to zareen, but why is it asur to zareen? Because zareem aren't allowed. It's devar ha'asur. It's not devar ha'nadur. Okay? So we're going to get into all sorts of distinctions here about what's devar ha'nadur, what's devar ha'asur. And so today we're going to start with this question that Rami Barchama has. Hare alai ki besar zevchei shlamim la'achar zrikat damim mahu. So now if you say, started with this yesterday, this is going to be like the basar zevchei shlamim after zrikat damim mahu. So again, what's the story with the zevchei shlamim after you zorek the dam? First of all, they're mutar. You can eat them, except for, you know, we brought up the fact that the Ran asked, what about the fact that some of these parts can't be eaten? But again, why is that not an issue, those other parts? Because that's davar ha'asur, not davar ha'nadur. So now, if you have this, so they said, Idika amar bahadin lishna behaterik ha'makbis. Clearly, it's davar ha'terik. You say, harei alai kebesar zevchei shlamim la'achar zrikat damim. Because after you throw the blood, it's all mutar. So they say, Ela kigon demache basar zivchei shlamim umache teheterek abe. In front of you, you have the basar zivchei shlamim, and you have something that's mutar, like a loaf of bread. Vamar ze kaze. And you say this is like this, right? Now we said, even if the bread wasn't in front of you, as long as the korban's in front of you, that's what needs to happen here. If the korban's in front of you and you say, I want it to be like this, then the question is, what do you mean? Be'ikaro kamat pis? Are you doing it bi'ikaro on what it was originally? Because originally it was a korban. And that's what we're going to see is similar to notar and pigul. Originally, notar and pigul come from the world of korbanot, as opposed to, let's say, your challah. Okay? Your challah, your mafrish, didn't come from something that was davar ha'nadur milchatchila. It came from, you know, you made a piece of bread. Okay? Now, your notar, your pigul, your korban shlamim that's now mutar for you to eat is coming from hetera. Okay? It was coming from davar ha'nadur. And therefore, when you saw this piece of bread in front of you, even though right now you can eat it,
Are you referring back to its status earlier when you were makdish it as a korban, and you're saying, I want this bread to be like a korban and it's aser? Or are you saying, I want it to be mutar, I don't mean anything really by what I'm saying, because you're being makpis b'davar, that's mutar legamri. Okay? And then we'll see later, what if it's, right? It's asur now, but it's asur now because it was davar ha-asur, but originally it was forbidden because it was davar ha-nador. Okay, so these are very important things, right? Davar ha-nador versus davar ha-asur. People are hot. You can close the windows and turn the air on. I don't know what the... Feel free. Okay. So again, davar ha-nador works, and davar ha-asur doesn't work, and obviously, davar ha-mutar, right, also doesn't work. But if it's davar ha-mutar that was davar ha-nador, like the Sikhei Shlamim, that's our question. Okay? So something that, let's say, at this point in time, it was davar ha-nador, and at a later point in time, it became davar ha-mutar, okay, which is this korban shlamim after the zrikat dam. So now when we say, we come at this point, right, and we say we want it to be like this, do we mean like this in its present status or like this in its original status? That's our question. So we're going to bring a bunch of possibilities to try to figure it out. The first answer is Rava brings. Amar Rava, Tashma, come and learn from here. Notar upigul. Let's learn it from notar and pigul. Right? Why? Deha notar upigul la'achar zrikat damim hu. Right? What's the story? Notar. So first of all, 1 second. Wait one second. According to this, right. So notar and pigul. What are we talking about? Notar and pigul. The assumption is it's after zrikat dam, right? Because the food's already forbidden to be eaten and stuff. In other words, you already had your chance to eat it. So what happens is after zrikat damim, and after zrikat damim, what's the status of notar and pigul? It's davar ha-asur. If it's davar ha-asur, you can't take a neder on it. So if notar and pigul, if you say notar and pigul, like it says in the Mishnah, is asur, then what do we assume? It has to be davar ha-nador. So right now it's davar ha-asur, okay? And you're, when you are matpis, you say kit this, you must be referring to its original status. So why don't we say that that's the answer? If you say it's like this, it's always referring back to its original status of davar ha-nador. Okay? Otherwise, notar and pigul would be usur. If you say ki notar or ki pigul, right now, that's forbidden because it's davar ha-asur, and you can't take a neder on a davar ha-asur. You can only take a neder on davar ha-nador. Okay? Something that's forbidden because you made it forbidden by neder. Notar and pigul are forbidden because there's an isur of midoraita on them. That's not, like, we're gonna see, I think I can't remember if we saw it. If you say kibasar chazir, it's not usher, okay? Because basar chazir is forbidden. That's not davar ha-nador. That's something that's just forbidden to you. Okay, so you can't take a neder on davar ha-asur. So what are they saying? If no tar and pigul work, then it must be that you're referring to its original status, that it was davar ha-nador, from before zrikat damim. Okay? So now.
Except that then they never would have been no tar and pigul.
Why would they have never been?
Would have been a korban.
Right. For sure, right. It is why you're using the lashon of kinotar or pigul, but you're saying like this piece of notar here. But then what do you mean when you said that? Because it can't be like notar, because notar would never be usher. So it must be you're referring to this piece of notar that originally was a davar ha-nador. That's exactly what their proof
no
is.
In which case,
because there is no such thing.
In which case, it's a yeah.
And also, notar
in which case,
is a part of.
It's a yad. No.
You're using part of something to refer to.
Right. So what status is this? I think it's just another way of saying kikorban. Right. How would you define it? It's a good question. Is it a yad? Is it? Right. It's a good question. Yeah. What do you want to say, Sean?
No. I just think this category is completely different because it's something that wasn't even in existence before.
Notar. Right. It only became notar later.
Well, it was in existence. Its status changed.
The point is that the meat's in front of you and happens to be a piece of notar. Right? That's usher. And you say, I want my bread to be usher like this. So the question is, what did you mean? So the assumption is, you must have meant, again, I think the assumption going here is, why else would you have said it if you didn't really mean to take a neder? So you, and there is some way for it to be chal, which is the notar status from earlier.
It's okay? Further along on the timeline.
Right. Exactly.
Is this just because they have to make the comparison to a karban? Because otherwise, why not be more clear and say it's like chazir? That's very clear.
If it were clear.
Wait, what do you mean? What? Say it's like chazir? Oh, no,
because
people, a neder is defined by something that you've taken, something mutar, and you're turning it into isser. Chazir was always isser. So you can't, that's not a form of a neder. It just doesn't work. Because that's not the way a neder goes. A neder is to take something from mutar and turn it into asur. So that's how, it's almost like ein shvuah halal shvuah, right? If something's mushbar va'omet mehar Sinai, you can't take a shvuah on it. It's not the same thing because this isn't, you're not taking a shvuah on the chazir. But you're saying that I want this to be asur to me like the chazir is, and it's not. You can't compare two things that aren't comparable. Comparing this bread that you want to turn into some forbidden item that really was mutar to begin with can't be compared to chazir because chazir was asur milachatchila. So that's not the same kind of comparison. Lo kasher. So right. So those are problematic. What do they mean? So they must be referring also to korbanot that are lo kasher, or in other words, a korban that was nitma. Again, the same type of thing. It would be the same thing as this no tarpigul issue. What they're saying is that the Mishnah, when it said these things, that must be what it meant. Okay? It has to be, right, it has to be referring. That's why the Mishnah can't really be understood in its simple meaning.
It's confusing, though, still, because they seem to need to compare it to a karban. Because if you're saying something
right.
that would be a sword to me, why not just say, I mean, I understand why it has to be something that transitions.
Right. That's the way they understand it. Right, I don't have a great answer. It's a good question. Yeah. But that's how they define nedarim. That's their understanding of neder, and that's their understanding of hadpasa. I mean, all of this is their understanding, right? Like, why does it have to have hadpasa on something? Again, there's machloket, whether it needs hadpasa or not. Some people say you could just say asur. But
it's interesting, because on one hand they're going for clarity, on the other hand they're making it more complicated.
Right. It's true. like always, they're trying to get into the heads of what people were thinking, or at least that's one possible way of looking at it. Okay, so now, Amar le Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Natan. No, don't use this as a proof, because what did they mean? Benotar shel Ola. They were clearly talking about the notar of Ola, which is also, right, the notar of Ola is still in its original status after Zrikat Dam. In other words, it's still Davar HaNadur, basically. Because an Ola, what's the story with an Ola? Ola kula l'shamayim. You can't eat it at all. You have to burn it entirely. So if there's leftover of this Ola that I guess wasn't burned in time, so that would be notar, and it would still be Davar HaNadur because it never turned into the status of Davar HaMutar. It never changed status. It was always the same. So Amar Leh, if that's the case that the Mishnah is referring only to notar of Ola, again, we're having what we call a nukimta, right? It's only in a particular situation. But they say, if that's right, what was the whole point? To say, we can't learn from notar and pigul to answer our question of, does it go back to the original status? So they're going to say, wait a minute, if you want to say this notar of Ola, in kain litni bibasar Ola, it should have said bibasar Ola. In which case, right, lo mebaya kamar. Lo mebaya, what does it mean, lo mebaya? You wouldn't need to add it. Why? What would you say like this? Lo mebaya basar ola de aser de habik korban kamatpis. Notar pigol de ola itzricha. So they're saying, I'm sorry, I am reading this wrong. Let's start from the beginning. Im ken lini bebasar ola. In other words, it should have just said basar ola. So now they're answering. Sorry, I got confused for a minute. It should have said, if you wanted to learn that it was notar of the ola, it should have just said a korban ola batzmo, right? That's the basar ola. So then they're saying no. They wanted it in this lomibaya structure. What does the lomibaya mean? It means it needed to tell you this, and from that you could derive the other. But you wouldn't be able to do the flip. What does it mean? Lo mebaya basar ola de asur de habakorban kamatpis. Basar ola would be obviously asur because you're matpis bekorban, right? If you said basar ola, that's like saying kikorban. So you wouldn't need to say that. Why? What you need, what do you need? You need no tarupigal of basar ola. Why? No tarupigal de ola itzdricha. You would need it. Why? Sal kadata chamina ki isro notar, ki isro pigul, v'havale ki matpis b'davar ha'asur, v'lo mitzar, ka mashmalan. What might you have thought? What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Even though regular notar is davar ha'asur, and therefore wouldn't work, what if you say notar of an ola? where it never had that change of status, would you say that notar v'ola is like a notar? And because notar is davar ha'asur, it doesn't work? Or do you say that the notar of ola still has its original status of davar ha'nador and it would work? So basically, what are they saying? The Mishnah is talking about the notar of ola. And it's being mechadesh lanu that the notar of ola has the same status of the basar ola. That's the chiddush. And that's why it specifically tells you notar and it doesn't say basar ola. Because basar ola, what, if notar of ola is works as a neder, then obviously basar ola would work. So there's no need to even say basar ola, but there is a need to be machadesh lanu that the notar of ola, what's the issue here? Just think about it. It's very simple. Notar of ola has two isurim upon it. One is this davar nador, and one is this davar asur, because it's notar. So they're saying, don't think that just because it has notar, the name notar on it, that it's considered davar asur, it's still in its original status of davar nador, and that would obviously work. So now, according to this reading, what do we have? The Mishnah is talking about notar of ola, in which case we can't learn anything about it. Does it go back to its original status of davar nador, or is it in its status of now as a davar asur? And would it work? So we've basically tried to bring this as an answer to Rabbi Yochanan's question about this. Does it go backwards, or does it stay with its status now? And we can't learn anything from notar because notar case isn't a regular notar case. It's a notar case where there was no change of status. So it's not comparable to our question where the basar shlamim had a change of status. Okay? So no answer. Meitive. Okay. We're going to read the Gemara in one particular way as if Meitive generally, okay, this is just as you guys are getting to learn like the lingo and the words and what they mean, Nedarim has like, you know, flip of things. So Meitive, all over Shas, except for a few select places like in Nedarim, is generally meant as a question on an Amora from a Makor Tanaim. Okay, because the Amoraim can't disagree with, you know, can't go against Makor Tanaim. Some people actually explain, we're not going to explain the Gemara this way, that this is a Meitive in its traditional sense, and it's asking a question on Rav Huna's explanation of the Notar of Ola. Okay, there's a question on him, but we're not going to go that direction. We're going to explain it the way most of the Mefarshim explain. The Meitive here has a different meaning. Meitive here works like Tashma, which means we're going to bring an answer to our question from another source. And as we're bringing in an outside source to try to answer our question. Okay, and we're going to explain the Gemara here that we're now on to option number two for answering our question. So remember our question? Does it go back to the, when you have Basar Shlamim, right, Lachar Zrik Adam, and you say, I want it to be like this. Do you mean I want it to be like this, that now it's Tavar Hamutar, and therefore there's no Neder? Or do you want it to be, I'm going back to its original status when I separated as a Korban, and it was Asr, and it was Tavar HaNador, and it will work. So now Meitive. So we're bringing in a new source to explain this. Ezehu Isar HaAmor B'Toha, Amar Hareini shelo ochal basar v'shelo esh teyayin ki yom shemepo aviv ki yom shemepo rabo ki yom sheneharag bo gedalia ben achikam ki yom shereiti Yisrael b'chor bana. Okay? Here's an option of nidar. Okay? You could say, I am not going to eat basar and I'm not going to drink wine like the day that my father died, or like the day that my rabbi died, or like the day that Gedalia ben Achikam was murdered. Now, this is a strange one because we generally fast on that day. So what do you mean you're not going to eat meat and drink wine? However, the Mefarshim explain it would work a neder on that. You're automatically supposed to fast, whether you take a neder or not. But, and generally we would say then, right, Nishba al-Mash Ketuba Torah, but obviously it's not Ketuba Torah, it's only Midrabanan. The Midrabanan, you can take a neder on something Midrabanan. So basically that would be the case. And kiyom shariti Yisrael b'chor bana. V'amar Shmuel, v'hu shenador b'oto hayom. Shmuel says, this source only works when, if you were nador, on that day that your father died, you said, I'm not drinking wine. What?
On the original day.
The original day. On the original day, you said, I'm not drinking wine. And I'm not, right? So the original day your father died, you swore off of wine and meat for that day. Or the original day, so here it's tricky, right? What's the original day? The Neharag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam. You obviously weren't alive then. I assume it means, though, that at some point you made a real neder on that day, and now you're going back to the neder you made on that day, as you want to connect it to the neder on that day. So now, how is this going to help us? Hechidami, what's the case here? Lav kigon dekai b'cha b'shaba. Kai b'chad. Right, this must mean b'Shabbat. In other words, on Sunday, let's say, right, the day, it means, the day demit be'avua, Okay? You're standing now at the yuret side of your parent, okay? Your father. Va'af agav di'i katshuva cha b'shaba de'hetera. In other words, let's say 5 years after your father dies, you say, I'm gonna take a neder like the day that my father died. Now, when you say that, right, there were lots of days that your father died between now and then, right? Or lots of, you know, right? So basically, what are you saying? I'm not going back to the one that's in front of me. I'm going back to an earlier one. Okay, I'm referring back to, like, this korban. I'm not referring to its status now where it's mutar. I'm referring back to when it was really a korban, right, that was usher to me. Okay, I'm referring back to, right, it's like what we said before. It's obvious. If I'm saying it's going to be alai kineder, I must be meaning when it was davar hanador. So when was it davar hanador? I'm referring back to that actual day. But yet there were ones in between where it wasn't, so therefore it's referring all the way back. So shmamina bi'ikar hu matpis, and therefore we'd assume that he's going back to the original and not to like one that was just before us, you know, from last
Except
year.
Except that if he made the neder on the day of his father, either on the day, if he made the neder once,
yeah.
Then the question is if it holds for always or if it was just for that one day, because if it holds for always, then he's saying nothing now.
Depends on
no, it means he took a neder on that day.
For that particular day.
And now he wants to say, I want to go back to that day. But when you say, I want to go back to that, let's say it was,
it was
Echad b'Nisan. Right, let's say, well, Nisan would be problematic. You can't fast. But let's say he says Echad Echad
b'Iyar. They actually give the example of Nisan.
Oh, yeah? That's because Nisan's always the typical month they give. But, right, Nisan would be problematic because you're not allowed to fast during Nisan. But anyway, this isn't fasting. This is just wine and meat. So that actually could work. So anyway, let's say it's a Echad b'Iyar. And you say, I want it to be like a Echad b'Iyar when my father died. But now, right, or on the day that... So the question is, what did you say on the day that my father died? Did you say a Echad b'Iyar? I want it to be like a Echad b'Iyar. So what a Echad b'Iyar did you mean? Did you mean a Echad b'Iyar last year? Or did you mean a Echad b'Iyar 5 years ago when he died? Right? So that's the confusion here. So now, that's what we think. So this seems to prove the b'Ikar hu matpis. So now they say no. To Shmuel, hachi itmar. Amar Shmuel... We misunderstood Shmuel. Shmuel said, or at least they're going to say, we could possibly read Shmuel in a different way, in which case this wouldn't prove anything. Okay, kind of like what Naomi was saying. In other words, every year he does this. So every Echad b'Iyar is always like this. So there is no Davar HaMutar in between, right? There's every Echad b'Iyar is always going to be Davar HaAsur, and therefore this doesn't prove anything. Okay, so that was attempt number two. Attempt number three, Amar Ravina. Tashma, Kichalat Aharon ukitrumato mutar. If you say like the challah of Aharon and his truma, it's mutar. Okay. So now, what do they want to tell you? That if you're saying specifically like challah and truma, right? Truma that we know, general truma. Okay, I'm going to say this specifically because we're going to see other trumot. Then it's not a neder. So now they're going to infer from here a case where it would work. Okay, why wouldn't this work? We said this already, right? Because chala and truma are davar asur and not davar nador, and they're only asur to kohanim and not to zarim and not to kohanim. Anyway, we can infer from here what ha kitruma lachme toda asur. Okay, for here we have to learn what is a lechem toda. If you want to bring a korban toda, right? There's four reasons you bring a korban toda. Okay, let's see if I remember them all. You crossed over the water. You crossed over a desert, right? It's like Bnei Israel. You got out of jail. And you
got better after being sick.
You got better after being sick, exactly. You got better from an illness. That would be the obvious one. I always think of the model of Yitzhak Mitzrayim where they don't get sick, so I always forget that one. Okay. So now, what do you have to do? You bring a korban, okay, an animal. You sacrifice an animal. And then you have to bring these four lachmei toda. What does that mean? You have to bring four types of bread offerings, okay, or... solet offerings. So here we're going to have the four types. There's rivucha, rikuka, there's chametz, and matzah. So what are these four things? So one is solet morbechet, okay, it's almost like a bagel, right? Yeah. You boil it in water first, and then it's either baked or fried with some oil, okay, shem and zayin. The chalot matzot is you mix dough with shemen zayit and you bake it in the tanur. Chalot chametz are you put rising agents into it and you bake it, before you bake it. It's like the chalot matzot, just with rising agents. And rikike matzot are these very thin matzot, maybe like lacha kind of thing. I don't know exactly. I'm not sure. But some very kind of flat, like cracker type thing. Okay, that's also, they're all mixed with bread and shemen tzai. Now, how many of these do you bring? Anybody know?
Six, 10 each.
You bring 40. 10 each, okay? Now, what do you do with these 10, with these 40? One of each type you give to the Kohen. That's called the Truma Lachmei Toda. Why is this relevant to us? Come on. It's exactly the same thing. It's something that was Davar HaNador, and it became, you know, first of all, right, the Truma became a sur to you anyway. So, if we assume that Kechalat Aron Ketrumato is Mutar, what are we going to assume? That if you said Trumat Lachmei Toda, that would be a sur. Okay, and what does that prove? That it goes Mi'ikaro, because Mi'ikaro was Davar HaNador, and only now it becomes Davar HaAsur. So they say, V'ha Trumat Lachmei Toda La'achar Zrikat Damim Hu, right? And now, what are they assuming here? And this, we're going to question this assumption soon. In order to explain what I said, it must be that when you said Harei Zeh Truma, when do you say Harei Zeh Truma? After you already sprinkled the blood of the korban. Okay? Why is this the assumption? Because since they're not allowed to be eaten until after you sprinkle the blood, just like the korban shlamim, right? The bread can't be eaten until after. So the assumption of the Gemara right now is that you wouldn't bother separating the truma until later. Okay, since they can't be eaten anyway, why bother separating the truma, right? You're only going to separate the truma when it comes closer to the time you're going to eat them. That's the assumption. So you have these 40 loaves, and then you separate the truma after the zrikat dam, and then at that point, right, then that's the assumption of the Gemara is there won't be a situation of truma before zrikat dam. So if you were to separate them before zrikat dam, what would be the situation? Well, there's still davar hanador, because they haven't changed their status yet. Because they're not mutar ba'achilef because you separated them, they're davar hanador. Then it wouldn't prove anything. But right now the Gemara is saying, and that's eventually where we're going to go, we're going to reject this. But right now the Gemara is saying, assumption is people are only going to separate the truma after the zrikat dam when you can already eat them. Because why bother separating it before? You have these 40 loaves, you bake them, you get them ready. After the zrikat dam, then you start dealing with them. You could also say, maybe also they were dealing with everything else before, they were busy with that. Right now, you finish the zrikat dam, korban's over, great, now we're ready to eat them. Once we're about to eat them, now we're going to separate the truma. Okay? So, therefore, what would you assume? That it must go backwards. Now they say no. First of all, we're going to question the assumption that, we have to remember, number one assumption was, kechalat aharon ukechumato mutar. We assumed, we derived from here, which truma wouldn't be mutar? Truma lachmei toda. So now they say, no, maybe it was coming to exclude a different type of truma. Okay? And the truma lachmei toda would be in the same category as regular truma. Okay? So ema ke truma halishka asur. What truma would be asur? That's really davar hanador, straight through and through. The truma of the machatzira shekel. Right? Because what do? You take a machatzira shekel that's totally mutar, you makdish it to the Beit HaMikdash, and at that point it stays in its kadosh status forever. Okay? So, aval trumat lach... Okay, so therefore, it doesn't teach us anything about the trumat lach metoda, which would try to teach us about the davar meikaro, right? Because this is something that never changes status. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about. So then they say, wait a minute. If that's the case... Aval trumat lachmei toda, my mutar. Do you want to say that the trumat lachmei toda would be mutar? If you say, I want it to be like trumat lachmei toda, it would be mutar. Why does that not make sense? Litni lachmei toda b'koshaken trumato. Wouldn't you think it would be better then if the Mishnah were to say, if the Braita said, if you say k'trumat aharon, right, v'chalat aharon u'trumato is mutar, wouldn't you rather pick something like the Trumat Lachmei Toda, which originally was Davar HaNador and isn't anymore, and if you really thought that that goes by now's status, in which case it's going to be Mutar, that's a better example that the Braita should have brought, because that case has more of a Chiddush in it, right? That case was at least at some point connected to a Neder, whereas the Truma of Aaron and his Chala is not connected to a Neder at all. So if you want to say, okay, let's just... Right? We wanted to say that chala and truma and the truma lachmei toda, right, are all going to be mutar, right? Because they're all considered davar ha'asur. So So the bigger chiddush is going to be by the Trumat Lachmei Toda, which originally were a neder, because he said, I'm going to bring a Korban Toda, and that he it was like a neder, and turned into Davar HaAsur, and that's why it doesn't work. So if you really want to say that this is mutar, because it's not really a neder, you should have said that case in the Braita. The Braita should have been mechadesh that case. It's a much bigger chiddush. Okay? So HaKamashmalan... So now they say, Hakamashmalan, Trumat Lachmei Toda Trumatohi. Okay. One thing they want to say is by not specifying it, they want you to know that it's exactly the same. Okay? And that's their, I think, let me just make sure that I'm getting that right. That. One second. Right. They're basically, it's not a great, that's right, it's not a great answer, but it's saying that, one second, right, it's just saying that basically, they're just considered, when you say truma toshal aharon, you're clearly including any truma, okay? And therefore, it doesn't need to specify, because that is a term for any type of truma, and this is clearly just a type of truma. So it didn't need to specify it specifically. V'ibait ema. Or you could say, now this goes back to what I was saying, they're going to question this assumption we talked about before, that Trumat Lachmei Toda Nami Kodem Zrikat Damim Hu. You could have a case of Trumat Lachmei Toda before Zrikat Damim, in which case, what would you say, right? Then obviously, it's still Davar HaNadur, right? And therefore, this wouldn't even, again, what are we trying to say all along? Every time we bring a source to try to prove it, right? We reject the proof. So this will also help us reject the proof because then it's not comparable. Because if it's before Zrikat Damim, then it's still in the status of Davar HaNadur. It's before its status changed. So first they said, maybe it's Trumat HaLishka, right? In which case, it didn't have a change in status. But now they're saying, you could even say that it, we can derive from here that Kitrumat Lachmei Toda would be Asur, but it also didn't have a change of status because even though we assume before that the Trumat Lachmei Toda, you're always mafresh after Zrikat Damim, no, we're going to prove now that you can actually do it before Zrikat Damim, in which case, again, this has no change of status and we can't learn anything to our case. So how does this work? Kegon de afreshinu belisha. Right, when were you mafresh? By the way, this is interesting, right? When do we usually mafresh? During lisha, right? The kneading process. We're not mafresh it after we made all the loaves, usually. So here, they were mafresh belisha. V'chihada amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, amar Shmuel. Here we're going to see a proof that Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna seemed to, in the name of Shmuel, seemed to think that we were mafrish belisha. Lachmei toda sha'afa'an ba'arba chalot yatsa. Let's say you were mafrish, you're lachmei toda. You're supposed to do 40 loaves, but let's say you only did four, one of each. Okay? So b'di'eved, it works. So now they say, what do you mean? How could it work? V'haktiv arba'im. Doesn't it say you have to bring 40? How could... If you have to bring 40, how would 4 work? Now, by the way, why does the 4 prove it? Because you're obviously mechin your lechamim before, right? And after the zrika, if you're going to take 4, right, how are you going to be mafresh your challah then? Right? You have to be mafresh your challah before they're in loaves because you give the kohen a loaf, right? So therefore, it must be that if you're making only 4 loaves, that you're already mafresh during the lisha process. That's his proof. So now we're going to have a few questions on this. The Haktiv Arba'im. So what do you mean? It says Arba'im. How could you possibly make 4? So he says L'mitzvah. Okay? It's a mitzvah, basically. In other words, it's better. It's L'chatchila B'dyevet. It's better to do all 40, but if you do 4, it's enough. V'habay L'mishkal Truma. So now, right, don't you have to take Truma? V'chitema D'shakil Chada Rifta Al-Kula. V'hatznan. And as maybe you'll say... He took one challah. This is all trying to prove how we know it happened before Zrikat Damim during Lisha. So first they're saying, what if you could still say it happened after Zrikat Damim? So now you have 4 loaves. Maybe you'll say he'll give one of those 4 loaves to the Kohen. He'll give a bigger truma, right? So they say, V'hatznan doesn't say in the Mishnah, Echad mikol korban. Shelo yitol mikorban al-chavero. That you can't take from one korban on the other. And each, you need to take a truma from each one. So that wouldn't work to say that he takes 1 out of 4 after Zrikat Damim. What's the obvious, though, other option? right? You can take a slice off each one. So yeah, you have your four loaves. It's after Zrikat Dam. You now want to eat your bread. So you say, I want to eat my bread. I'm going to separate my truma now. So I'll just cut off a piece of each one. And you follow that if you have 40 loaves, it's very easy to be mafresh truma later because you just take a loaf and give them one out of each of the four, you know, each of the 10. But if you have only four, there's no way to do it unless you slice a piece off. If you want to say you can slice a piece off, ahatnan, echad. It says in the pasuk, echad. The kohen has to get one of each. So what do you learn from here? Delo yitol prusa. You can't get a piece. He has to get a whole one. So therefore, that's not an option. So ela, it must be da'afreshinu belisha. Okay? Teshachyal, chadam ichametz, v'chadam inchalav, v'chadam inrikikim, v'chadam inrevucha. Okay? So now they're saying it must be he took one from each, and when could he possibly take one from each if there's four loaves now? It had to be he did it during Lisha, in which case, in the end, we can't learn from here anything because this is again a case where, or it could be a case where there was no change of status. So what are we left with? We brought three possible proofs to try to prove that it goes back to Davar and Adur, its status b'ikaro, and they couldn't prove it at all. So Rami Bracham had this question, and we don't have a good answer yet. Okay? Now we're going to move on to a new train of thought, which we're only going to start. Lema kitanai. Maybe this question he asked is based on a machloket tanaim. If you say, hare alai kibachor, okay, now the whole question on the next step is going to be, what is bechor? Is bechor davar and nadur? Why is bechor different from davar and nadur? What's bechor? You have to bring bechor behema, right? Now, bechor behema is kadosh already from rechem imo, basically. So it's not really davar and nadur because it's something that's inherently, right? So that's going to be the question here. So there's going to be a whole diyun tomorrow, staff, about, you know, what the how and you know, what the two approaches are here and how it works out. We'll just get started today. So Rabbi Yaakov Oser and Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Okay, so now Bechor, again, you're going to say, the Bechor you separate out, you bring him, and then what happens? Then you bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, and then it becomes, after Zrikat Damim, it becomes, right, the Kohen gets to eat it, and you can't, right? So it becomes Davar HaAsur. So they say, Hechidami, Inem Alifnei Zrikat Damim, my time on the Mandashare. If it's after Zrikat Damim, how could you possibly be, I'm sorry, if it's before Zrikat Damim, how could you possibly be Matir? Because it's Davar HaNadur. Again, we're going to get into later, what do you mean it's Davar HaNadur? That's the whole question here. But for right now, the Gemara is assuming that that the Bechor is like Davar HaNadur. Okay? Because again, what do we have here? We have a Davar HaNadur. You've separated this animal, the Bechor, to bring to the Beit HaMikdash. At that point, it's more Begeder Neder. And that's going to be the whole question. Is it really Begeder Neder? Because it was Kadosh Meikar, right, from the beginning. But anyway, the assumption right now is you've taken this thing that was the status of a Bechor, you've changed its status after Zrikat Damim, where now it becomes Davar HaAsur, because the Kohen can eat it and Azar can't eat it. So you've turned it into something that is now has the din of Bechor. Before that, it's more Begeder Neder. That's what they're assuming right now. So again, if that's the case, what do they say? Then we don't understand why there's a Machloket. If it's before Zrikat Dam, then obviously it's Asur, because it's Davar HaNadur. And if it's after Zrikat Damim, my time on demanda aser. Okay? How could you forbid it? So they say, El alav, demachit basar bechor, umachit basar deheach gabe, va'amar ze kaze, v'tenayhi. Therefore, they're assuming right now it must be that he had this basar bechor in front of him. He had a basar, regular basar in front of him. And he said, this is like this. And then the whole question is, our question of Rami Bar Chama. Did he mean the basar from before Me'ikaro, or did he mean the way it is now? And that's why there's a machloket. That's what the Gemara assumes right now. They're going to reject this. But the assumption is that that's how the Gemara understands, because how else could there be a machloket? So it must be that we took this meat in its again, if it was before Zrikat Dam, obviously it's Davar HaNadur, they're thinking. Okay, again, we're going to change it tomorrow. But that's what they think. And if it's after Zrikat Dam, then obviously it's going to be Aser. So now they say, no. The question must be, the reason they must have a machloket must be because it's exactly our case. We're taking something that now is mutar to the Kohen, right, but Asur to the Zar, and therefore it's Davar HaAsur. And we're saying, are we going by its status now if you say it's like this? Or are we going back to its original status? And what do you see? Machloket Tanaim. So Rami Bar Chama's question they're going to say is based on this Machloket Tanaim. Okay, again, it'll be rejected, but we'll see that tomorrow.
This question is